Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, we're back. Yes, indeed, thank the Most High that we are back again for another episode, another very blessed episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Enemyav, Covenant Remembrance Ministry, so very thankful to the Most High, yes, indeed, for this blessed opportunity to be back with you here again, speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people. Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me. And unto His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely indeed accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him that which He has asked of me, He said that I would have His protection. It's His protection and His guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I can only be utmost thankful. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He has told me directly, I must tell you things. Yes, but indeed, I must tell you things. The men have done some of everything they could. I said some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, and to silence. And my brothers and sisters, if they could, I said, if they could, to destroy. The Most High has promised that He would restore a covenant. I said, the Most High promised that He would restore a covenant. By His Spirit, He promises that He will surely bring to remembrance all things, my brothers and sisters. In fact, he will rebuke all sin. Everything has been a division among us, my brothers and sisters, against our discerning, indeed, what is divine vision. After his spirit, he said he would teach all things. We need to ask ourselves a question then. Since Messiah himself said, that you should not allow anyone, some of Matthew 5, 14 through 24. He said to a people, you ought to be a light to all the nations. He said, don't allow anyone to cause you in any wise to think or to presume in any way that he came to destroy, deny, annihilate, or abolish in any way the law and the prophets. He said he did not come to destroy the law and the prophets, but to bring all things to pass. Don't allow anyone to trick you against the fruition that's contained in the law and the prophets. He said you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. What does this mean then, my brothers and sisters, for an entire world at this point in time and juncture in history? As it was prophesied, it said, as it was prophesied, Most High looked upon the sons of men, children of men, to see if there were any that did understand and did seek Yah, that truly understood the workings of divine plan, that they know to seek Him. Scripture says Messiah must be sent. Most High has looked, He saw none righteous. None that does good. No, not one. It's not what everybody wants to hear. But it means, my brothers and sisters, Messiah must come to restore the knowledge of a covenant that the whole world in so many ways is forgotten. It's not a word for everyone, my brothers and sisters, but only for the most humble soul. Many are there among the masses that if they had to realize that every single living soul will have to humble himself for the greater rights of the one whom the Most High himself has called. They prefer not to believe it. They prefer to believe, in fact, my brothers and sisters, many deceivers than believe that they themselves have been deceived. I know what the Most High told me directly. He said, the words that I speak to you are indeed very precious, but they're only for the most humble soul. Those who would prefer fatal flatterers, for those who flatter them to death rather than tell them the truth, prefer seeking that they be justified by some unrighteous standard, by some partial standard, by some polluted standard. Well, their oaths in the Most High are counterfeit anyway. I repeat, their oaths into the Most High are counterfeit anyway. And if they have not proven a love of the truth, and I prefer, my brothers and sisters, to love what pleases Yah. And we are admonished again and again throughout the scriptures. Genesis, Revelation. Most High desires His people seek His perfect will. The truth of the matter is purity and completion offers one choice. And whoever it is then, my brothers and sisters, that does not feel obliged to seek all that is pure, perfect, all that is the pure perfect will of the Most High. According to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. Read Acts 3:18-23. Whoever is not willing to seek the fullness of that truth, to uphold it, and my brothers and sisters, to remember and preserve it, because they have not the love of the truth, my brothers and sisters, but have preferred unrighteousness, preferring to believe lies, my brothers and sisters, I repeat again, whoever does not recognize the obligation to seek all the Most High declared and the full obedience unto all that He has spoken, that wherever it is, men have been blinded. Wherever it is, men have been under misadministrations. Wherever it is, my brothers and sisters, the men are under any institutionality, political, social, national, or religious, where they have not been compelled to seek the whole truth, they have been prideful according to someone's unrighteousness, or brothers and sisters, under such institutionality. There's no covenant with Yah. That's what it means that the scriptures talk about, you shall not call upon his name in vain. You shall not call upon his name seeking him after less than all that he decrees. You say, we're not count blameless, the man who does this. What I'm saying to you, my brothers and sisters, if you call upon a holy name, the name of him whose very name means that he is all that he is, if you seek not the fullness of his will, you are a robber. If you seek not the fullness of his will, you are cursed to both yourself and your people. Messiah said, think not that he came to destroy the law of the prophets, and said your righteousness must exceed whoever it is who in any way denies the law of the prophets. Else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. He said, if any man seek to deceive his brother against the law and the prophets, we have eventuality promised according to the law and the prophets. If any man would so deceive his brother, he is guilty even unto hellfire. So I would even say to you, my brothers and sisters, we must understand what Messiah meant when he said, watch out for false prophets, who cause men to cry out, Lord, Lord, who cry out, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully the will of the Father, who establish the paths, the broad paths of destruction, rather than seek to awaken the minds of men unto the narrow path that is life. A few of them, my brothers and sisters, who see beyond all the misconceits of man, who see beyond all the predispositions of worldliness, that indeed, my brothers and sisters, they learn what it is to surely honor and praise Yah. Let me say it again, my brothers and sisters. Over and over again in Scripture, it's repeated that Messiah must come to restore the covenant. I said he must restore a covenant to a people made prideful after the misconceits and misallegiances of the nations. Only way he would do this, he must prove foolish, deceptive, even damnable, so much of the idolatries that men have elected and called pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, whatever manner of ruler, prime ministers, whatever they call themselves, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, reverends, imams, whatever they call themselves. Brothers and sisters, after the spirit of man, dare men believe they can be raised unto the singular conscience? Most High himself has decreed, absolutely not. So men make an idol and say their conscience should be raised by something that is created after their own ideas? Absolutely not. Only Yah has the power to reveal himself to make, my brothers and sisters, indeed what is a savior. To form, my brothers and sisters, what indeed on earth is a beacon of light true to himself. Only Yah, my brothers and sisters, can do this. Woe to the man who believes that simply by reading the scriptures, and many have believed it, that simply by reading the scriptures, they discern the pure, perfect will of Yah. I can tell you now, many are the truths contained in the collective, interconnected word that is the gospel. It goes right by so many of us. I would tell you again, my brothers and sisters, that it is Yah who opens the eyes. It is Yah who opens the ears. If he does not open the eyes and ears to discern the secret things, brothers and sisters, to these greater truths, the minds and hearts of men are still left blind. How is it that so few of us seem to understand? And what Messiah meant, he said, if you love me, you will keep, guard, maintain, defend, seek. How about my brothers and sisters, the preservation of his conscience, his commandments, the law and the prophets, my brothers and sisters, revealed by him? He said, unto these he would petition, for the sake of these faithful ones, he would petition the Father. The Father send the Spirit of truth, which the worldly, those who prefer indiscriminate thinking, not so concerned about an absolute. Oftentimes more concerned about personal prestige, pulpits and thrones, and the reconciliation of a people. Well, my brothers and sisters, says such as this, the Spirit of truth they will not receive. Scripture says, if you desire the spiritual gifts, desire to edify, desire for the mutual good of us all. For if a man seek to exalt himself, rather than seek the glory of Yah, for what purpose, my brothers and sisters, is such a one as this, be found worthy to receive the Holy Spirit, that ultimately honors the pure, perfect righteousness of Yah alone? We live in a world, my brothers and sisters, today, and we see to this very time, though the Most High will surely bless us, we see, my brothers and sisters, nevertheless, our people scattered in diaspora among the nations, scattered after a multitude of diverse contentious allegiances, and men desires to believe. Somehow, after a mass of contradictions, we have embraced the covenant. I would only tell you, the Most High has a plan to reconcile and regather his people. And when Messiah said such things, think not that he came to destroy or abolish, weaken the authority in any way of the law and the prophets. He said he came not to do this. My brothers and sisters, we must understand that the prophets, the law and the prophets, promised that there should surely be on earth, my brothers and sisters, an eradication of all false rule, an eradication of all worldly misallegiances, an eradication, my brothers and sisters, of all those who misrepresent and misadminister the Holy Word, that indeed, my brothers and sisters, finally at last, after the will of one, there should be peace. It's the reason why he said your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders. We have a multitude of leaders all teaching something different. Shall we say, my brothers and sisters, we become that people that the Most High legitimately calls Israel? Said in Zephaniah 3:13, to speak no lies, do no iniquity. No false tongue found in their mouths. No deceitful tongue found in their mouths. A people that the Most High said that when they become that people honorable before him, he said there'll be none to oppress them, none to harm them. People that my brothers and sisters, he said that he would uphold, that they be a blessing unto him, and a blessing unto all nations forever. You must understand then, my brothers and sisters, the true meaning. Many of us entirely missed the point. Let's look at the scriptures and I'll explain what I mean here. Like I said, many have entirely missed the point when the scripture says such things concerning Israel. When he said, blessing I will bless thee, I will curse those who curse thee, I'll bless those who bless thee, curse those who curse thee. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, understand what the scriptures mean when it says such things in the book of Ezekiel? Is that to bring forth this blessed people, he will have to remove the rebels from the midst of us. He has to remove, my brothers and sisters, all those who are partial in the teaching of the law. He had to remove those, my brothers and sisters, who are treacherous against the fullness of a covenant. My brothers and sisters, a covenant requires that men confirm and are true. All the Most High has spoken. He never made a covenant with those who would disagree. You must understand all these things that Malachi, the prophet Malachi, spoke. When he said also, brothers and sisters, whoever teaches the ways of a foreign God, he will destroy the midst of the temple of the Most High. We must understand what was meant when he said he hates divorce and he hates them, my brothers and sisters, whoever would cause divisions among our people, that they have not loved the way of truth. We must understand what he meant when he said concerning his people and even their leaders who dared to tell them, each man after doing his own, let's just say after his own deviant ways, saying that somehow the Most High delights in such, as if to say that such travesty, treachery, robbery, murderous ways, both physical and with the tongue, as if to say somehow the Most High delights in such. The brothers and sisters said he purged out of the temple, destroyed out of the temples, destroyed out from the priesthood those who would do this in the day that he would restore righteousness as of old in former years. Isaiah 11 says, when he destroys the wicked, the lawless, those who teach the people not to see the greater will of Yah, he said, then shall knowledge cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. He said, then, my brothers and sisters, he said, then shall they neither hurt nor destroy in all his holy mountain, that there should be peace. Then, he said, all nations shall seek him. And his rest, his peace, shall be glorious. Because in that day, my brothers and sisters, he said, all the tribes of Israel and Judah shall again be one. So the only way that can be so, my brothers and sisters, is when we wake up and understand the greater truths, understanding what the scriptures meant. We say, watch out for false prophets. It wasn't just the false prophets, my brothers and sisters, those who teach fallen testimony, they don't consider everything the Most High said. Most High told me the greatest wisdom is not according to what people think they know or what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken. He said that is not wisdom. I repeat, that is not wisdom at all. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we must understand that the faithful are not those who trust what seems to be common to the status quo, or even, my brothers and sisters, the partialities that are taught, that under men seem to be wisdom. In fact, my brothers and sisters, we now have to consider what is highly esteemed among men is oftentimes disgusting before Yah. 1 Corinthians tells us, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time till Messiah himself comes, the righteous one himself comes, to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then shall every man know how to praise and honor Yah. How is it, my brothers and sisters, before that time, so many of my brothers and sisters, after some 45,000 denominations in the world, may have been compelled to believe that they were still yet righteous, when there's only one righteousness. Shall each man, my brothers and sisters, make himself a judge? Shall men even go as far as to say that it's unfair for man to be judged by a judge they do not know? The Most High hide himself, my brothers and sisters, or is it true that men have hid from the true knowledge of him so as to justify themselves, their own personal pride and selfish ambition? We must understand, as I said to you before, my brothers and sisters, we must understand that the Most High, when he said, blessed are they who bless us, and cursed are they who curse us, he's speaking to a people, my brothers and sisters, who the prerequisite, preconceived idea, precluded idea, is that this is a people who will seek all his will. And whoever among us, my brothers and sisters, will seek to establish a lesser standard, himself is a curse to himself and us. Wherever there is not a great enough love of the truth, seek the whole truth, or men seek to flatter themselves after self-made snares. My brothers and sisters, that has not been the love of Yah. And it's time we all understand it. In the book of Isaiah, coming back to Genesis 12, I'm going to set up an idea here. Scripture speaks about those whom the Most High will find falling short versus the one whom he chooses. Well, Isaiah 41:21 speaks about how men have elected to power many that men would prefer to call leaders. We discern, my brothers, that they not discerning neither foundation nor eventuality, preferring that men not understand the Messiah will come to reprove them all, have not taught you the gospel, have not taught you what to prepare for, have not taught you that you need to be faithful beyond your rulers, lest you would not hear the exceeding word necessary to be true unto Yah. Or dare men say, what, 45,000 denominations, all functioning under divine authority? Our brothers and sisters, it's not Yah who compels men to become sedentary and stagnated, not to seek the greater truth. One scripture says it this way. In 1 Corinthians, it's around the 8th chapter. If any man knows anything, he knows it not as he ought to know it. If the same one knows Yah, that is a fact already known by him. Isaiah 40 speaks of Messiah appearing. We'll have to say to mankind that nobody tell you, no one help you to understand, that there's no searching, no end to the searching of all that is divine understanding. Therefore, you should have kept looking. That those who wait for him, seek him, I said beyond all the rulers, that he shall expose in their blindness, their treachery, their selfish ambition, their double-mindedness. He said, they who wait for him, who shall restrain his people, to discern beyond all the misconceits of the rulers, the partialities and pollutions of the rulers, that those who wait for him should be renewed and made strong as a people. There's a reason why the scriptures tell us the Messiah who will come to restore righteousness as of old in former years. Malachi 3rd also says in Malachi 4, says you discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not, between the difference between the righteous and those who are law, who prefer lawlessness. The day that the wicked, the lawless, those who prefer unrighteousness should be ashes on the soles of the feet of those who seek his will. In the day, my brothers, as he says, you must remember the law of Moses. The law of Moshe, my brothers and sisters, the way of peace that the Most High used to reconcile his people before. That it is promised, my brothers and sisters, the last days he shall use again. The way of peace, my brothers and sisters, the law the Most High said and foretold in advance in Isaiah 59. That way of peace, that law, men have not known. How about my brothers and sisters so confused by so many different misadministrations that my brothers and sisters, men have only, some have even dared to just simply presume that they were right, not knowing that Messiah is one who shall appear from among the people. Look at Zephaniah 2:15, 3 and 6. Look at Isaiah, my brothers and sisters, 19:18-25. Look at Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10. Look at Isaiah 49. Look at Isaiah 42, it talks about one anointed from among the people. Isaiah 48, you need to read Isaiah 48, 10 through about 16. Over and over again. Messiah is related as an anointed man in the last days. But they tell you somebody's coming out the skies to make cause you to believe that it is they and all their pluralistic treacheries and hypocrisies that will prepare you for the testimony of the one. An absolute impossibility. Most High has already foreordained that he has chosen one who will reveal the righteousness, my brothers and sisters. The rulers cannot, lest they are all exposed in the magnitude of their unscrupulous shame. Well, what does Scripture say with the solution to this all? Most High says he has chosen one. He has put his spirit that teaches all things, brings all things to remembrance, that reproves all sin, all that would divide and misguide and mislead our people after a vast abundance of misallegiances. He put his spirit on one. For this is the one in whom his soul delights, and one of my brothers and sisters who also delights in the pursuit of the will of Yah. Scripture says, he shall not fail nor be discouraged till he set justice in the earth. The isles shall wait for his law. My brothers and sisters, what does it mean? It means that all the nations shall seek again his law. Something that my brothers and sisters, that we look around us now and see that so many rulers seeking to preserve the sacrilegious ideals of their various pulpits and thrones, something that they have not truly done. Many say they keep Torah. Many say they keep the law. Many say they are faithful. Well, if that was true, my brothers and sisters, man would have known the way of peace. Confusion that's in our midst would not be. All the mass misinterpretations would not be, because the Most High did not, by his spirit, bring to bear all these differences. The Most High told me directly that if any man can believe in a multitude of contradictions, see, I said if any man can believe that a multitude of contradictions are work of his spirit, he said such men as this cannot be disciples unto him. But they are foolhardy after the designs of many, and they refuse, my brothers and sisters, to discern the very necessary rebuke and testimony of the One Most High as an absolute word, that my brothers and sisters, men might discern how to make a vow to the Most High, true to the Most High himself, and I did not say any deviant, that they might perform it. Well, if we discern the scriptures rightly in Isaiah 41, it tells us that Most High has looked in the last days and saw none that if he asked a question, I give him an answer. An answer to, my brothers and sisters, all the confusion that we see in this world. Psalms 2 says, why do the nations rage and the people imagine vain things? Never any peace. Because they've taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. How about the law of peace? The one law, my brothers and sisters, that scripture says surely must come to pass. And unto him, unto his law, every knee should bow and every tongue should swear allegiance. Do we think, my brothers and sisters, that everybody double-minded, seeking to interpret the laws of the Most High after the designs of the lawless, shall attain what is lawful? Think again. I say, my brothers and sisters, think again. If you read the scriptures and we read them closely, what it really means in Isaiah 41 is that Messiah must come. The men discern the solution, they have not. And if you look in the original Hebrew, the early language which these things are written, it actually relates, my brothers and sisters, that the only solution is that men remember unto peace the premise the Most High spoke to his people from the beginning. The word from the beginning, brothers and sisters, is the word eternal. Yah does not change. Anyone who would declare anything else robs not only Yah, but even whole nations. I can only tell you that, my brothers and sisters, beyond this curse, we must realize that the only solution is to seek all that is the will of Yah. Let me read a couple of scriptures to you. Genesis. How about Genesis? Genesis 12 chapter. First couple of verses. Some of what's also in the 17th chapter. Now, the Most High said unto Abram, before his name was changed, Abraham, where he said you should be a father unto many nations. We'll look at that in a moment. Most High said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. He'd asked the question, why did he tell him this? Most High wanted Abraham to not rely upon what had been his orientation. Become all the more zealous and discerning. Distinguish, my brothers and sisters, in his discretion. become all the more zealous to establish, my brothers and sisters, indeed, a people that be true the ways which Yah has declared beyond all the persuasions of any other. Now, the Most High said unto Abraham, Abraham, get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, and from thy father's house, into a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation. My brothers and sisters, what the Most High in this case called a great nation? Called the people, my brothers and sisters, will be true to him. He said, I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee. He said, I make unto himself a great nation. He will protect that nation. He will galvanize the people of that nation, that they indeed be blessed. No, my brothers and sisters, I don't mean just materially blessed. Hey, my grandfather used to always say, a blessing is a blessing when it can be a blessing. A people made rich, my brothers and sisters, and they begin to count upon their wealth and not realizing him who blesses all things. My brothers and sisters are ready for what many might call a rise for a great fall. So I make thee a great nation, I will bless thee. How about galvanize your people to discern, conceive, and understand the same? I make thy name great. Oh, let's consider the Hebrew mind. The Most High calls a thing. What he has said, it must become. Whatever would resist that call. And I'll tell you now, what some person is called is also related as his name. Most High calls a thing, what it must become. Does not call it unto another purpose, but for the purpose for which he declared and sent it. So I make thy name great. Oh, but what was the Most High doing in so doing? But making his own name great when he called his people the people of Yah. I make thy name great. That's known to be the people that the Most High is blessed. And thou shalt be a blessing. My brothers and sisters, the day must come. Not only Israel realized it was necessary to be a blessing, is that all become concerted of one mind, that others might see that light. And my brothers and sisters discern, even that whatever reproof the people wisened by the Most High might give, is all, my brothers and sisters, for the ultimate good of us all. Woe to those, my brothers and sisters, who think that Israel should be blessed just to be boastful, not realize the blessing means concerted. Most High related the idea to me many years ago. The greatest gift, the greatest blessing then that he can give, greatest grace that he can give is a law. His greatest favor. Peace, my brothers and sisters. People cooperative. Think about it. If Most High brings the land to increase, and the people work together for the increase of that land, and the people no longer stagnated by, hey, dollar bills, but created as a control mechanism, and the people, my brothers and sisters, realize the value of one another's souls, one another's spirit, one another's drive to work together in concertion to uphold the true righteousness and the worship of Yah. Brothers and sisters, do you need money? No, my brothers and sisters, in that day, a people will find that what is utmost precious is the instilled knowledge, the ability to comprehend and preserve the will of Yah that Yah himself must give. Faith, that faith of which I speak, beyond all the treachery and mistrust, debate and doubt that is in the world. That faith, my brothers and sisters, does not come after the variant designs of men. The salvation is not after the designs, conceits, and presumptuousness, seeming wise of the minds and hearts of men. It is a gift of Yah, a gift to a people that would be his workmanship. My brothers and sisters, made one unto all good works. All that was Yah's plan. Read it for yourself in Ephesians, round 2, 8 through 12. So if you're strangers to what indeed would bring forth Israel as a commonwealth, a covenant of the people, speaking no lies, doing no iniquity, having that hope, if they become that people, the Most High will bless, and preserve, guard, and defend. So if you're strangers to that covenant promise, it says you're without hope, without Yah, far from the expectation. The righteous one called the Kurdi, the anointed one, the Messiah, the righteous one. And my brothers and sisters, estranged is a separation after the curses of this world. For it is one whom the Most High said he would bring to fruition in the remembrance of him. That he, my brothers and sisters, will be the first, firstborn, my brothers and sisters, of many brethren. Even my brothers and sisters, that he shall be the resurrection and the life in the latter days of a people. Though your leaders have refrained from speaking this word, I will tell you now that it is anyone, would refrain from teaching you these things that it might be your expectation that you have not known, look beyond your leaders. And so many have sought to be justified after those that they have paid to put in office. Huh. My brothers and sisters, hired speakers that they have paid to flatter them, soothsayers. My brothers and sisters, if all these people didn't tell you that Messiah will come to reprove them wherever they are at fault, that they all themselves will have to stand for the judgment seat of one. Then my brothers and sisters, they didn't tell you the gospel at all. Because again, Messiah will come for the restitution, the restoration, the remembrance. Acts 3:18-23. Of all things the Most High has spoken, by the mouth of his holy prophets, as the world began. Anyone who believes, my brothers and sisters, that a lesser testimony is still viable has been a curse against his people. Curse against the salvation of the world. It's time we understand the reality. Time we discern the truth. But I can tell you, my brothers and sisters, that even if the whole world be a liar, Yah will yet be true. He has a plan for which he's already foreordained. He's going to repel the people who have trusted after lesser than what is righteousness. He's already declared a plan by which he will compel the people to seek him for all. I said, we compel the people to seek him for all that is his will. He's already foreordained a plan. Yes, my brothers and sisters, he's already foreordained a plan. Compel all peoples and all the nations to seek beyond their rulers to be converted. They be true unto him, because the Most High is already forsworn. And in the day that one is revealed, whoever will not hearken to his word, the Most High himself will smite with wrath. Indeed, that unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. So what does it say again? Genesis 2:12. See, I'll make thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Oh, when Israel discerns to seek all that is divine will, to be a light to all the nations, and the Most High will find it, my brothers and sisters. Bring to pass what he planned. And what does it say in Isaiah 25? O Yah, thou hast performed with perfect faithfulness plans formed long ago. Therefore I will praise thee. And cities of ruthless nations will praise thee. For thou hast made a city into a heap, a fortified city into a ruin. Oh, my brothers and sisters, scriptures speak of that city. Book of Revelation 6:12-7:17. Zephaniah 2:15-6. Oh, if we only understood what all is said. 17th chapter of Luke 17:20-18. How much is said in Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 21, Luke 17. Concerning that city that because they broke the scrolls and kept people from understanding. Most High has already forsworn that he will bring a bad city, having all the miniature examples of lies the world over contained in it. And from that place, my brothers and sisters, he would gather. And that place where he would gather all the illusions of the world. At that place, my brothers and sisters, he will reprove all. I said all. The misconceived and variations, misideals of all the nations. To gather all the people to that one place. To expose where all the illusions of the world have been brought together. That he would cause all the nations and all the rulers to run for cover, saying, hide us from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. Why, my brothers and sisters, would they go forth saying who should be able to stand? Because they have been treacherous against the covenant, treacherous against all discerning the pure and perfect will of Yah. They declared alternate scenarios. Whereas, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said would return to him. Well, say, words will return into their faces void, for the thoughts of men are not like the thoughts of Yah. Yah has already decreed that his words shall bring to bear all that for which he has sent it. But dare men believe, my brothers and sisters, that men could all teach something different? That's insane. Men could all teach some kind of differing ideal? They expect the Most High to be true, to uphold them all? Brothers and sisters, the Most High would not deny himself. 2 Timothy 2nd chapter said, before he denies himself to appease all the diversities of men, our brothers and sisters said he would deny us. So we have to learn, our brothers and sisters, how to stop cursing ourselves. And the only way we can do that, we stop exalting. I said stop exalting partial and polluted standards. Understand what Messiah meant when he said watch out for false prophets, meaning watch out for partial testimonies to divide our people. The Most High will say to those who preach in such a manner, crying out, Lord, Lord, but not to do the will of the Father. They never knew him. They didn't preach in his name, not under his authority. They sought to cast out devils and illusions. They should have been casting out themselves. And no, my brothers and sisters, it's not after the Spirit. And they did all these carnal works that they thought were wonderfully inspired. Messiah will say to them all, keep away from me, I never knew you. Because your works, your thoughts, was conceived after your ideals, he will say to these, has been iniquity. What did he say, my brothers and sisters? In Genesis 12 and 3. So I bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curse thee. And these shall all the families of the earth be blessed. The only way that can be, all my brothers and sisters, the only way that can be is that we all discern that all the Most High has spoken is a blessing to all who can receive it and receive it rightly. Any man who cannot or refuses to hear or prefers unrighteousness, whoever they are, wherever they are, my brothers and sisters, what is it written? Isaiah 1st chapter. It talks about, come, let us reason together. Let's reason as one. Let us discern the exceeding things. So if we do this, we say we eat of the good of the land. But if not, we'll be delivered up to the sword. Cut off, cursed. Most High has spoken it. My brothers and sisters, only a rational and reasoning people who will seek Yah for all his will and will humble themselves to see how all things work together for his good. Only they, my brothers and sisters, would he call faithful. Only they would he call confirmed. Only they would he call steadfast. Only they would he oblige to be true to call his people. If you read, my brothers and sisters, in the book of Numbers, we understand that the Most High intends to remove every obstacle. If you rightly understand Numbers 24, you understand the words of Balaam, the prophet. Balaam, my brothers and sisters, told King Balak of Moab. I said he told King Balak of Moab in a time when Israel was found to have no differences, no divination, no supposition among them. He said concerning this people, he said, how goodly are thy tents, nay, my brothers and sisters, the ways that are kept in the households of the children of Israel. He said concerning them, they couch as a lion, and as a great lion, who is to stir him up? Blessed is he that blesses thee, and cursed is he that curses thee. And said, this is what he said concerning his people. But he said this, my brothers and sisters, concerning a people who bless the holy name, who honor the holy name, who honor the name by which they are called, who honor that Yah is one, and know to seek him with all their minds, heart, soul, and might. All the truth that he has declared, that my brothers and sisters, there be no divisions among them. We all have the obligation. Yah has called us, and we have been true to that obligation. We all, my brothers and sisters, must realize that it is our responsibility that we all seek the whole truth for the good of all, that none of us be dissuaded. The reason why I said your righteousness must see that of your leaders, lest you be found among those who would cause his brother to be foolish against the law and the prophets, that you be found, my brothers and sisters, worthy only unto hellfire. Vain, foolish. Far from what Most High can be pleased with. We're told then, our brothers and sisters, that if we're going to find the exceeding word, since not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, I'm talking about Romans 10. So not all have heard the word of peace, by which we might all be saved and delivered from every deceiver. All who would misguide and divide us. He said, faith, really, my brothers and sisters, we understand it rightly. It means faith comes by hearing a word from Yah. I pray the day, my brothers and sisters, when we all would truly understand. I say when we all would truly understand the beauty of what is called the Beatitudes. By and large, from Matthew 4th. Bataya, 4th to 7th chapter. Some magnificent words there, my brothers and sisters. But all of them in so many ways. If we're going to understand Isaiah 55, the scriptures that I've been speaking about for the last few days, speak about how Messiah will prove the doctrine that men have paid for. I said the doctrine that men have offered their riches on the backs of camels to a people that have not profited them at all. So the Messiah, my brothers and sisters, himself is given to make his people a witness, a covenant, and a light unto all the nations. But in order to do so, he must first reprove his people. A people who have sworn by his name, but not in truth nor in righteousness, he says he must first refine. But Isaiah 48 says, someone among them he will discern that he might expose this Babylon of misrepresentations. Declare the word that is from the beginning. Show the people again the way that they should go. Zechariah 13 says, as a sword he must refine his people, even become awake, a sword that is awake and alive. The discerner, my brothers and sisters, is alive. Discern what indeed is the thoughts and intents of every heart. Discern whether men seek Yah and prefer his righteousness to something less. Discerning the thoughts and intents of every heart, whether you're pure or not. He says, Messiah will come saying, awake, and the command of the Most High, awake, O sword, against those that are called the shepherds. Those that men presume have been the friends of Yah. He says, smite the shepherd and the flocks should be scattered. All my brothers and sisters, flocks finally last set free from those who kept them stagnant. Because what do you say? Who are truly his friends? Yohanan 15:4 says his friends are those who would do all his commandments, who seek all his will, who do everything that he commands. Why, my brothers and sisters, the Most High declares nothing without reason. And those who are unto his purpose seek all his will for the blessing of all. Anything else, my brothers and sisters, is hypocrisy and even hatred. Damnation, my brothers and sisters, with which the Most High cannot be pleased. We really understood what's written in the so-called Beatitudes, Matthew 4 through 7 chapters. We'd understand better the words the Messiah will bring again to gather his people in desperate need, my brothers and sisters, of discretion. They discern beyond unrighteousness. People who he said in Isaiah 55 that he would have to make a light to the nation, an invariant light. The nations, my brothers and sisters, discerning a word like a sharp two-edged sword, a word like a rod of iron, unflinching. Might all my brothers and sisters walk that very narrow path. That they not turn to the right nor to the left. That they discern what indeed is the discipline of the Most High. Now, brothers and sisters, none be lost. Who among us, my brothers and sisters, be found humble enough to respect that the Most High shall bring to bear a people galvanized, gathered, made reasonable again at the hand of one that he himself anoints among the people. One that he said in Isaiah 49 will come forth saying, listen to me, O ye isles, and hearken to me, O ye nations. Most High is called from the womb. Yes, indeed, from the body of his mother. Most High is called from the body of his mother and mentioned and called him. Purposed him by name. Declare a word, a discerning word, that discerns the thoughts and intents of the heart like a sharp sword, to reveal indeed what is honorable for him. To gather his people back unto Yah. If it says he comes to gather his people back, then we must understand that scattered among the nations, among not only my brothers and sisters, the nations, but also a multitude of denominations. And my brothers and sisters, is not salvation, but many under various cages where the greater truth is not spoken. I can't tell you how many times I've run into pastors who turn around and told me things like, hey, certain scriptures they don't talk about in their churches. Well, Holy Spirit says you should go forth and teach everything. So they're telling you right there that they're false prophets and false apostles. They tell me they don't teach certain scriptures in their church. What kind of worldly mess is that? Not the church, my brothers and sisters, not the place of light, the place of darkness, the place where men, see, to put men, understands. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, you are a slave to whoever it is that hides the truth from you. Messiah said, if you're my disciples, you know the truth. Truth will set you free. And my brothers and sisters, so few have known the truth. Because they haven't even discerned that they've been someone else's disciples. My brothers and sisters, I can only tell you again, the Most High told me, someone who can believe that a massive contradiction is the worst of the whole is the work of the Holy Spirit is not discerning enough to discern how much more they need to seek Yah. Those who can trust the massive idolatries established, the various kings that men have established and set up, but not by divine hand. Well, who, my brothers and sisters, made so pretentious not to realize the need to seek more for the good of all? My brothers and sisters cannot be counted among those kind of a firm foundation, constantly seeking the knowledge of the truth. And the eternal kingdom, my brothers and sisters, preserved in its foundation and sanctity. Whoever is not compelled to seek the greater truth won't understand such scriptures as those is found in Psalm 119:97-104, where the psalmist says, give me more understanding than all the honorable and the elder and the honorable, that I may keep thy commandments. The psalmist was saying of asking the Most High to show him his ways, that those that men had called righteous and honorable might not snare him after any man's presumptuous self-righteousness, that it might be commands of Yah as he reveals them and writes them upon the minds and hearts, might be the predilection and direction of the spirit, the soul be guided rather than misguided, that my brothers and sisters and the light that is so bestowed, no longer my brothers and sisters misguided by another, but that we be free as his people. I can only tell you that the scriptures relate again and again. Again and again, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told us what he's required of us. A rare few of us, my brothers and sisters, dissuaded. I said, haven't been dissuaded by foolish men. Rare few are they among us who realize they must exceed these massive misrepresentatives, because they are all misrepresentatives if they didn't tell you about the one who was expected to come, who reproved them all, who declare that men had not done what true apostles are called to do. What he said, go forth and teach all nations. All power and authority, the principles of the holy kingdom have been given unto him. So go forth and teach all nations of that authority, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, out of the fullness of the authority of what can make heaven and earth one. He said, and teach them to do everything, convert them to do, make them disciples to do, discipline to do, everything that he commanded. The brothers and sisters, the folks had maintained that premise, kept that command. Discern what the Most High told Abraham when he said, told him in Genesis 17 to seek his perfect will. We said we're going to go with that, didn't we? Genesis 17 told him to seek his perfect will. He said he'd make him a blessing to all the nations, the father of all nations. My brothers and sisters, shall we say by faith we shall seek what is imperfect? By faith in him who is perfect, we seek what is imperfect? No, my brothers and sisters. Whenever man's faith is in that which is imperfect, man has fallen away from faith in Yah. Let me repeat that. Whenever man's faith is in what is deviant and imperfect, he has failed to discern the principles of the holy name unto salvation. For Yah, who is salvation, has said that he is all that he is and that he is one. And that when man comes to realize that the word of salvation has no contradictions in it, the word of salvation gives consideration to all the Most High has spoken. When man understands the meaning of the scriptures, Isaiah 52:15-53:1, kings should shut their mouths in shame because of him, but they should be made to consider what they had not considered. And then it says, who? Unto whom is the arm of the Most High revealed? To whom who has believed his report? Who has believed his testimony? It is those, my brothers and sisters, who realize they must look beyond the rulers, whom the Most High himself shall reprove. How should you see beyond the rulers? I told you before, my brothers and sisters, the gift of Yah. He says, in the last day's deliverance shall be to a remnant whom the Most High has called. How about those, my brothers and sisters, who have been faithful to that call, knowing that all that they are taught in this world, after the misrule of man, is insufficient. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who seek him who is, who discern the meaning of the scripture, which says, they will wait for him, shall renew their strength. Malachi calls him the Lord whom you seek, said he will expose the unrighteousness of all your rulers. You knew to seek beyond all these people who seek to exalt themselves. Then, my brothers and sisters, will you be kind of worthy for reverence of Yah and to revere him, knowing that he is greater. You said reverence of Yah is the beginning of wisdom, the beginning of seeing beyond, my brothers and sisters, all the fallen standards of man. Genesis 17, the Most High told Abraham to walk after him and seek what is perfect, pure and completion offers one choice. The word for peace even relates to what is complete. How then, my brothers and sisters, shall every man draw hasty conclusions, not seeking all the truth, believing lies, and not realize how many times it's been the men have been under obstacles? After which men have been stagnated, taught so many lies in an arena where they say people are free to speak religious lies. So much so that men have not even known what to believe and then dared to say they were free. Oh, my brothers and sisters, isn't it time we wake up beyond this illusion? Isn't it time we see what it is truly necessary? What it is that's truly necessary for us to comprehend that we be free? Zechariah 10th chapter speaks of a people that are compelled. They are wise. Seek the Most High for the early and the latter rains. Seek the Most High for the blessing of what will finally bring forth fruit in the earth. And I don't mean just plants, fruits, and vegetables. Bring forth fruit into the Most High. People who understand. My brothers and sisters, petition the Most High that he pour down righteousness. Even he, that he would pour down righteousness. Who decides whether the earth will be blessed? My brothers and sisters, left without his wisdom, cursed. For the Most High told me that all is required to create a devil if there were none is for man to be without the inspiration of Yah. I want you to hear something, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand. People, Zechariah speaks of in the last days. So if they were wise, they would ask the Most High for the pouring down of the Spirit, because the Most High will have pity upon them because they had no shepherd, no one to guide them. I know what the Most High told me. He told me that in these last days, the Most High has looked and he saw none righteous, no, not one. He said, point blank, he woke me up one Shabbat morning, saying there are no more ministers, no one to heal, no one to intercede for the fullness of his will in the earth. How many of my brothers is willing to hear that testimony that's written in Isaiah 59? For Messiah must be raised up, awakened and raised up. Clear all the words, my brothers and sisters, that men otherwise would not speak, that it might be discerned, my brothers and sisters, the difference between his friends and his adversaries. The standard might be raised against all who would impede the progress of those who would turn toward righteousness. That finally a covenant be restored and remain forever. Read Isaiah 59. That all the nations, my brothers, whoever it is, will not hearken to that word. Whatever nation shall perish forever. What is the covenant then, my brothers and sisters? Is it according to a partial word that made all these divisions? 280 some odd nations, 45,000 denominational divisions. Really believe, my brothers and sisters, that covenant is bestowed upon a people who would preserve partiality, denying the greater truth the Most High would bring? No, my brothers and sisters. So until people will seek all his will, for indeed, Most High told his people. Yes, he did. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they, my brothers and sisters, who seek the truth to all the peace that Yah has foreordained to make. All the truth, Most High said he would confirm his people with. Blessed they will understand. I wanted to go through what's written in the Beatitudes, what's called the Beatitudes. Understanding why the scriptures actually say such things as forgive us our debts and we forgive our debtors. If you're heavenly, you will not forgive your brother, your heavenly father will not forgive you. Again, my brothers and sisters, we understand that we are supposed to be members one of another. We should be very certain and designed to become that blessed people, that we not seek to judge and condemn one another, but seek the whole truth for the good of one another. Before we call ourselves wise, let us be sure that we have done all that we can. That we sought the Most High for all the wisdom necessary, that we as a people should be healed. What did the scripture say? If you have art with your brother? Or it really means if your brother has art with you, or you have art with your brother. Or if there's an offense among you, before you can even bring forth an offering that is accepted, say, go forth first and seek to reconcile with your brother. Our brothers and sisters, Most High desires that his people recognize what it means to be their brother's keeper. We all must seek the greater truth and seek the best example. The best example, my brothers and sisters, is to be a guide to all. Men not seek to have preeminence and power after varying forms of political, national, and civil religious hypocrisy, expecting to be upheld while upholding injustice. Yes, my brothers and sisters, I know many seek that today. But none of the nations among us, none of them, is true to all the righteousness contained in the scriptures. Men swear with their hands in the Bible to come into office, but they really sworn to uphold that office above the Bible. Above the word of Yah. And most of my brothers and sisters have not even discerned what they see. Such double-mindedness, the Most High did not say he would grant discretion. Such double-mindedness and hypocrisy, my brothers and sisters, he did not say would be counted among those who be a light to the nations in their preference for darkness, wickedness, and injustice. Who are they who understand the time and his time? Most High did not say those who prefer the will of the flesh would endure the day of his great wrath. Here, my brothers and sisters, I wanted to go through some of the things that contain in the Beatitudes that relate context of what I'm speaking here now. I know if I were to go into those, I guess 16 minutes or so left. My brothers and sisters, there's so many truths in the midst of this that need to be brought again to mind, interconnected again, and woven in the minds again for our people. Because he has said that in the last days, when he saw that they had no shepherd, he would send them a shepherd. And he makes his people a goodly horse in the battle. That means a horse that follows right direction, has faith to follow and to charge forth after the command of his rider, his master. He said he would bring forth one called the nail, the cornerstone, the battle bow. They should have translated to see if that gets you, help you to understand that that is your ruler. Even the ruler, the Most High said he would establish above all. The nail, Isaiah 22, him who he said would take over and establish an everlasting government, establish in a firm place. Cornerstone, tried and precious cornerstone, that him who believes in him should not be ashamed. My brothers and sisters, if you found true before the king who established and rules the kingdom, and righteous, how should you fall short of the mark? One called the battle bow. One, the scripture said, would expose all the unrighteous, those who have missed the point. Would make kings like dust to his sword and dribble stubble to his bow. He said before that one, my brothers and sisters, shall people be revived. And my brothers and sisters, by no means he said they'd be revived after anything else, but seeking the fullness of all the Most High declared. Discerning the one righteousness after which the Most High said he would be pleased. But will not have faith in Yah, seeking that standard beyond all the frailties. And under men have been wise and esteemed. Whoever will not seek the fullness of that truth, the brothers and sisters, will not be counted worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. Blessed are those who hear when the truth is spoken, they will not turn back. The scriptures tell us, man sinned willfully after receiving the knowledge of the truth. No hope for atonement or atonement, forgiveness beyond his sins. Everyone who will be forgiven, my brothers and sisters, must learn to love, must learn to know and love the truth. This is an absolute prerequisite. You don't have to get somebody, my brothers and sisters, to hold on steadfast and to follow after that which they truly love. He says you have to love him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. Seek him then with all your mind, heart, and soul, and might. And that is how you love your brother. Meaning that whoever, my brothers and sisters, won't seek such truth is treacherous and against us all. So we're going to have to learn, my brothers and sisters, how to stop cursing ourselves. And the only way we should do this is what Most High told Abraham is the solution. That we seek all his will. The Most High shall exalt a people that he will make righteous. He will defend and guard the sanctity of a people that he will make righteous. Will agree to his call and agree to his agreement. That's the people, my brothers and sisters, the Most High said he would bless. But this is the people, my brothers and sisters, who seek after the inspiration of Yah. And they not in any way each man be a curse to his brother, but each man work for the reconciliation and the healing of his brother. Mutual respect in the spirit of Yah, the Most High gives, we all learn to love Yah as we see him through the direct inspiration that he gives and the inspiration that he would give his people. That they be concernedly blessed. The Most High give abundance to the land and assure that his people come all that is necessary and they glorify his name. Who among us, my brothers and sisters, is willing to understand, as I said before, that the people he said he would bless is the people he said he would make one unto himself. The people that he said he would bless and preserve is the people who will be true to his name that he calls eternal. The people that he said he would bless, my brothers and sisters, the people who will speak no lies, no false doctrine, won't seek to uphold any fatal flatterers or soothsayers. No hired speakers, my brothers and sisters. Will seek, as I've heard some tell me directly, preach whatever is necessary for them to have precedence, to preside over a congregation. One guy told me directly, it's not about what the Bible has to say. He told me it's about him having a profession. And what he teaches, if the people are willing to buy it, he is willing to sell it. Do you think such as these, my brothers and sisters, have any respect for Yah? Do you think they have respect for Yah who won't seek his exceeding wisdom? On my website, you'll find an article. HiddenGospel.com is the name of the website. You find an article called The Secret City Prophecies. I haven't heard anyone yet who has proven to me that they're willing to teach everything that's contained in those prophecies. And then my discernment, brothers and sisters, to seek the exceeding righteousness of Yah. And whoever would not teach these things, my brothers and sisters, teaches men to trust as men and remain fallen from faith and fallen from peace. On that website, you will find an article, Early Church Origin, Forgotten Mutual Expectation. I've talked about this before. Also an article there called Tribulation 70-365 A.D. that Rome murdered. I said Rome murdered. In a time called Great Tribulation. Murdered millions, literally millions in the first centuries. Who knew what was the expectation contained in the law and the prophets. That the scripture said in the book of Amos, the time will come and it has come. Long ago. Many generations, men looking to and fro, seeing land, looking for the word of Yah. True unadulterated, unabashed, unconstrained word of Yah, and would not find it. Messiah said, let no man think he be confirmed before the Most High, lest he seek all that's contained in the law and the prophets. Lest he have a love for all that is the truth. There's a reason why the gospel must be taught again, our brothers and sisters, that men overcome the marks of the beast, the standards of the nations. Read Revelation 14th chapter. The reason why Messiah must come, seeing for a moment he would defer the anger. We seek petitions to defer the anger of the Most High. To halt for a moment the angels of wrath. That he might confirm who it is who will serve Yah and who will serve him not. you might confirm who will serve him and who will not serve him according to all his will. Brothers and sisters, the one whose testimony can make a man unto what is worthy, that the Most High not destroy the falsehood. I said, not destroy. How shall I put this? Better to say it this way. The Most High will not destroy. One who upheld, for a moment upheld, has held falsehood in his heart, granting him an opportunity to be purged of it, granting him an opportunity to believe. But trust me, my brothers and sisters, no man can believe the Most High. The Most High has revealed himself. He said to a people then, none doing righteousness, no, not one, that Messiah would come for a moment for the sake of those who would turn from transgression. That they have an opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to turn toward righteousness. Even the righteousness for a long time, the way of peace that for a long time made him not known. The one, my brothers and sisters, will compel the Most High grant man an opportunity to turn toward righteousness. That indeed is the Savior. I tell you now, what is written? If any man consider himself wise in this world, or after the varying allegiances of this world, what seems wise to this world, he said, let him consider himself a fool. He may become wise. Let him not judge himself so wise before the time when Messiah himself comes to reveal the hidden things that men have not considered, even to expose those who are hidden, the secret things, the treasures hidden in the darkness. He says, and then shall every man know how to praise Yah. My brothers and sisters, can men be so sure they've considered all that the Most High requires? Are men so sure they see all the Messiah sees? All the Most High would compel Messiah to see was called the heir of righteousness. Should men be so sure they see all that he declares, that they be above his judgment? I can only tell you that Messiah comes, the scripture says in Revelation, having a name upon him which no man knows but he himself. He called his name the word of Yah, meaning that my brothers and sisters, since his name is the word of Yah, meaning none have discerned the word as well as they should have. And by that word, he will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart. And he shall smite the nations, my brothers and sisters, for righteousness sake. Revelation 19:11-21. Reverberates the same kind of testimony that's related in Isaiah 19. For one whose word is like a rod of iron, word is like a sharp two-edged sword, unflinching, discerns the point, that men might finally vow to the Most High and perform it, that men should know again the Most High, and there should be peace between all the nations. He says that's the scenario that occurs immediately after the destruction of a city that is sought to maintain confusion. They would not hearken to him. If the scriptures didn't tell you this by the unction of the Holy Spirit, how would you know? Your leaders don't speak of it. I can only tell you again, a website, hiddengospel.com, relates so much of this truth that the scripture said in advance your leaders will not tell. Faith to understand and discern that it is the truth comes by hearing a word from Yah. I said direct inspiration from him. I can tell you there are immense implications in some of every sentence that's written on that website. Some 50-odd articles on it now. There are immense implications in all the things that are written on it. Who will see those implications, my brothers and sisters, but those whom the Most High himself has called and found worthy that have proven themselves humble enough to be taught. Don't miss the opportunity, my brothers and sisters. I would have you, my brothers and sisters, to not only discern the opportunity, but take full advantage of it. But in the end, I can only say that it is Yah who discerns worthy whom he will. I know that the scriptures in second cave of Second Peter, says that we should be diligent for the knowledge of the truth, constantly seeking to be refined, we might be confirmed, in fact, to make our election sure, our call and understanding, vouchsafed, sure, we'd be given free entrance into the kingdom of the Most High. Didn't say that would be given, my brothers and sisters, to those who are less than diligent. Didn't say that would be given to those who are so blinded by a world of contradictions that they actually believe there's no need to exceed them. He talks about those who have yearned for the knowledge of him in the night, will see beyond all the misrule of the nations. People who are humble enough to say, are the Lord that had dominion over them, but now, by Yah, I said, even the one whom the Most High has named, him alone will they make mention of what indeed is divine authority. Scripture says in the last days, that none of the wicked or the lawless, how about the unscrupulously indiligent, would understand. Daniel 12:10. None of the wicked, the lawless, and those who prefer unrighteousness would understand. The Most High teach those who don't want to. They don't recognize the dishonor they place upon all. Choosing not to seek diligently. Says none of the wicked shall understand, but those who have done good righteous good works, who have sought fully what the Most High is pleased with, says they shall understand. And shall be purged, tried. Those, my brothers and sisters, the ones who will be found true. These are the ones who shall be delivered. The Most High deserve, my brothers and sisters, those whose indiligent efforts can only preserve a lie. For every lie man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater truth. Let us learn, my brothers and sisters, indeed, to love Yah, that we might love one another. I look forward to, since tomorrow evening begins Shabbat, I look forward to tomorrow evening, those who are ready to hear it, to speak concerning what the Most High sent Messiah to say before. It must be explained to our people again. That no one condemns to destroy one another, but that indeed we love one another unto life. Unto the Most High, unto his might and honor and praise always, hallelujah. I thank him for every ear that he brings near. I thank you all again for listening.